This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Jeremy is here in the studio with me because we want to share with you something that we came across. Wake up there.
Oh, sorry. The reason I'm tired today is because, like a lot of people listening to the show, if you share your bed with a partner, be they male or female, the chances are you didn't get a good night's sleep last night. Because, according to the news today, Adrian, sharing a bed with somebody else isn't all it's cracked up to be. Unlike what you see in the movies, the story says, sharing a bed with a partner is not nice at all. Movies portray a cute couple cuddling as they drift off to sleep together. In reality, co-sleeping is a horrible experience. And they go through all the different things that that are basically horrible about sharing a bed with somebody else. Now, you share a bed with somebody.
I do.
Is it...
I'm lucky in that we have a big bed, right? It's a queen-size bed, so it's a 6-foot by 6-foot bed. So you can nearly wave goodnight to each other. It's that big.
You need a compass to find each other in that bed.
It's big. So I think that's what makes our sleeping actually work all right, because we're miles apart from each other.
Yeah, but we all don't have these big posh beds. In the real world, I have a double bed, just an average-sized double bed where we don't have much room. And one of the problems we have, and I had this problem again last night, and I don't know if many other people have this problem. If you do, you can let us know. And this is one of the problems about sharing a bed, according to this article. Heat requirements. When the person you're sharing the bed with likes a warm bed and you like a cold bed, or vice versa, how do you deal with it? My wife, our bed is like, it's like there's lava flowing through it. she puts on the electric blanket about 2 hours before she's going to bed. We were going to bed at 11 o'clock last night. She put on the electric blanket at 9 o'clock. By 11 o'clock, there was steam coming off the duvet, okay? The duvet we have in the bed is about a 60 tog. Now, for those of you who don't know what a tog is, duvets are measured by tog. The heaviest duvet, the bigger the tog. Our duvet is so heavy that it needs a crane to lift it off the bed.
Okay, that's how you're exaggerating a tad.
Just a tad.
Okay, but the point being, you like a cool bed and she likes it like a sauna.
And this is a row we have every single night. So she has the electric blanket on for 2 hours. She has the hot water bottles in the bed. By the time we get into the bed, I end up getting scorched. My skin is actually burnt. And she's like, oh Jer, it's lovely and toasty, Jer. I'm like, no. Cold beds are the only way to go, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so as well. We don't have an electric blanket in our bed.
It's the drawbacks of sharing a bed with somebody. That's what it is.
Okay, text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, 0877 98 98 98. On paper, it's lovely. It's, you know, it's what you do when you're in love with somebody and you share a house with them. You share a bed with them. But what are the downsides to sharing a bed with somebody? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98.
They're saying there is at least, I mean, if you're to read this article, you'll never get into a relationship or share a bed with anybody again. They're saying in this article that there's at least 15 downsides to sharing a bed with somebody else.
Okay, what is the downside for you of sharing a bed with your other half? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, 0877 98 98 98. Lauren, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
Now, Lauren, you not only share a bed with your partner, but with the kids as well.
I do. My youngest son, I have done since I had kids, like. So I'm literally, I have a sliver at the side of the bed, like on my side, sleep on my side. And literally the length of me and the width of me from my side down is the space I have in the bed. And that I can't, like, that's it. Like, I'm half out of the bed and half in the bed practically. Like,
and how do you sleep?
I'm used to it. So even when I don't have the kids in the bed, I'm used to sleeping right like that every night. It's
So you wouldn't know yourself if you had a whole bed to yourself.
I'd probably still sleep on the side, you know. I haven't a clue for it, and I'm such a light sleeper as well. So my partner, he doesn't snore, but he sleeps very loudly, if you know what I mean. He has that really loud breathing. thing going on, and I hate that idea. And you have to wake him up, like, roll over, like, onto his other side, like, you know what I mean? So he doesn't be making any more noise. I can't stand that.
My friend Anne-Marie, if she's listening, Harry Anne-Marie, she's in the same situation as you, Lauren. She sleeps with a man who sleeps like a starfish, so he sleeps with his arms and legs wide out. And she says, she calls it the Gaza Strip, the space of bed that she has on the side of her
That's
bed.
It.
She says it's literally this little thin slice of land that she has, the
That's
Gaza Strip,
it.
And she can't get outside it. She's literally stuck on it.
I feel her pain.
And what size bed have you got?
Just a normal bed.
You see, Adrian, you're the only one that has a queen size bed.
Now, maybe it's because when we bought it when I moved in first, and she was like, "Oh, really? I have to share a bed with you? Let's get a big one."
Well, you were a lot bigger back then as well, so that's probably why she bought it.
Anyway, there are lots of downsides to sharing a bed with your other half. What is the worst thing about sharing a bed for you? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98 0877 98 98 98. What is the biggest downside for you of sharing a bed with your partner? Now, I have to say, I sleep very well. But my secret to having a good night's sleep is getting asleep before she does.
A lot of people are saying, can anybody confirm this, that you can buy a Joule, have you ever heard of these before? A Joule electric blanket. That doesn't exist. But it has Joule controls.
Oh, I have heard of them, yeah.
How do they work?
There's one heat on one side, there's a different heat on the other side.
No way. Yeah. So you both have separate switches.
Basically, yeah.
So she can put hers up to 60 degrees and I can have mine down at minus 10.
Yep.
So mine's like the Titanic and hers is like hell.
Never one to exaggerate at all.
I'm going to invite you over to my bedroom tonight, okay?
You're grand, though.
No, I am.
After a night with the dogs, I'm going over to your gaff.
No, I just want you to crawl inside the bed and I want you to tell me how badly the bed is heated. It's absolutely crazy.
Okay, what are the downsides to sharing a bed in your world? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. The biggest downside for me, says Pete, is... her meldy feet touching off mine in the middle of the night.
What's meldy about that?
I don't think I even want to know. My husband says I spread on the bed like Russia on the map. Which is big.
Yes, it's very big. Yes, it takes over a huge space.
It's big. Keep your messages coming in. 0877 98 98 98. Paddy, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Paddy?
How's things, how are you?
What's the big downside of sharing a bed?
Oh, my missus, I tell you, we have a super king bed. I bought it specifically just so I wouldn't have to touch her in bed. And she sleeps angled, so like with her arse sticking out, and she moves her feet and she steals the covers. I don't know how it's possible.
So you end up every morning with no covers on you?
Yeah. It's not even in the morning when we go to bed, she steals them as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you had your way, Paddy, would you like to sleep in a bed on your own?
I do always think it's
a sign of a troubled relationship if you're in different rooms or in different beds. But couples actually do it, because sharing a bed isn't actually a normal thing to do. Really isn't. As people.
It's mostly older people that usually get single beds.
Yeah, because they probably sleep better.
Yeah. But there is, Tim was saying there about the electric blanket. Just tell her to buy a single one and put it on her side so it doesn't heat up.
And that's that's the end of that. All right, thanks very much indeed. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
I co-sleep with my two kids in a massive super king size bed, and sometimes my husband is there, sometimes he isn't. I much prefer sleeping with the kids. My husband's 6'4", so kids are smaller, and yeah, I've no issue with it. Doesn't bother me. Once everybody gets a good night's sleep, I really don't care where I sleep.
We're talking about the downsides of sharing a bed with somebody. Stephen, you have a suggestion for the heat issue and the duvet issue.
Yeah, well, this was a huge issue for me as well, Adrian. I sleep with just a sheet, and my wife would sleep with 10 duvets if she could. So what we did was, I went out and bought a 4.5, a single one, and she bought a single 13.5. So we're both happy now.
Oh, right, so you both... this is actually something that happened to myself and my missus a couple of months ago. We were staying in a hotel, right? And the hotel had a big double bed, but it had two single duvets on the bed.
And
it was It was fantastic.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I would have to get out into a different bed, Adrian, because I can't sleep. I have to have windows open as well. I just can't stand the heat in the night.
Right, so you like a cold bed. You like a cool bed.
I sleep with nothing on me if I could, Adrian. I just throw a sheet over me most nights.
And, okay, so you, your solution was to get two single duvets and you have one each. And yours is a light one and hers is a heavy one.
Mine is the lightest you can get, and I use that in the winter when it's a bit colder.
Very good.
So that's,
okay.
Yeah, so that's a lot of marriages.
Yeah, and it's worked for you.
Yeah, absolutely. The last 8 years, I'd say, what doing it.
Really? That's brilliant. Okay, that's a great suggestion. And like I said, in a hotel a couple of months back, we were greeted by two single duvets on the one double bed, and we thought it was a bit odd, but we actually slept brilliantly. So, yeah, maybe that is the solution to all of life's problems. Thanks very much indeed, Stephen. Let me read a couple of your messages before we wrap this up. My missus does be on fire, I do be freezing, says this message. I'm not allowed near her elbows because she'd kill me. And one more. The answer to this is getting two single duvets in the bed. I always change my sheets when my husband goes away on business. He never appreciates the nice sheets and sweats all over them, so it's my treat to me when he goes away, says Michelle. Thank you very much indeed, Michelle. And let me just finish off by playing one quick WhatsApp voice message.
How are you, lads? About sharing a bed with your partner has to be facts. No good. No good at all. Facts. No.
No good. So he's to put up with that, is he? All right. And people tossing and turning is another issue. And there's not much that you can do about that when somebody is tossing and turning. You can't stop them. We have a double size bed for our dogs to sleep in the room, and my missus is always talking and laughing in her sleep, which then wakes the dogs up, and then they think mammy's awake and it's time to go outside, says that message. And another message just on the duvet thing. That's why in Spain they have single beds in their hotels. They don't all have single beds in their hotels. And one last message. My other half grinds her teeth. And I don't know how anybody can sleep with a teeth grinder. I can remember when my daughter was young, she used to have awful teeth grinding. Now, she doesn't anymore, thank God, but I can always remember if she'd be in the room, my God almighty, it would go right through you. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions. Live from Dublin City Centre, this is 98 FM.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.